Okay, so this is my first proper audio boo. There's a few others that you may have heard that are the kids, my kids doing book reviews and stuff, and there's also a couple of me that are pre-recorded things, but this one's live, native, and I've spent the morning at the Dictie Burn, which is in Dundee, and the Dictie Burn is, if you're in England or probably anywhere else, a burn is a stream, but it's a pretty hefty stream in some places, and it's running pretty fast just now. We've had a bit of rain, and the reason I've been walking along the Dictie Burn, or at least a section of it, is that we're working with the Brottie Ferry Environmental Group to put a QR code, a permanently installed QR trail along the Dictie Burn. The environmental group, for the last few years at least, probably longer, have been collecting stories from all sorts of people. The first thing I was told was that everybody has a story about the Dictie. And my experience is that, yeah, a lot of people do have stories about the Dictie. I was even given a talk at a conference in Edinburgh, and at the end, I was talking about this project. And at the end of the talk, the moderator stood back up, and he'd grown up near the Dictie and played in the Dictie, and there's a lot of common stories like that. I've actually just, I'm down by Iceland, Longhow, Iceland, which is the other side of the Kingsway, just alongside the burn, not far from the Michelin factory. And I've just met a fellow walking along the burn, and he's given me a story of his own. And from when he was kids, but also his own kids playing in the burn and getting scared occasionally by... it's quite an isolated place, so you do get a few people that are who you'd probably prefer not to be hanging around, and a couple of them had scared his lads, so he'd come down and nutted them. So I think they're going to be fine. The dad's looking out for them. But... he was also telling me about some of the wildlife, how they introduced a couple of herons to the area, and he reckons there are now three pairs, as well as buzzards and kestrels and stuff. And I've got to say, it's been a great morning. I must have about 100 photos. I started about an hour and a half ago, maybe. And I took probably about 100 photos, and then I ended up taking them again because the sun came out. It was really misty and foggy, and it's kind of gone that way again now. But there'll be a good bunch of photos, and there'll be one to accompany this audio boo, and there'll be a Flickr page as well, which I'll put a link to. And hopefully this is the first of many trips, and we can start taking some of the content of these stories that have been collected and videos, and tagging the burn with QR codes so that people can listen to these stories and ultimately add their own to the list. And the most important thing being that these are stories that ordinarily we wouldn't get to hear. And but you'll be able to hear them, and more importantly, you'll be able to hear them while you're actually alongside the burn. And hopefully those stories will coincide with the actual areas that you're in when you're listening to them. So should be good. But I've spoken for long enough. I think it's about 4 minutes. So I'm going to adios and look out for more. See you later.